You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai!
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 Hey, where's the beat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Eat to each other. And
party on, dudes!
Breaking up is hard to do and takes ages longer than it might seem. You got to kick it off with a killer to grab attention. Then you got to take it up a notch. But you don't want to blow your wad, so then you got to cool it off a notch. There are a lot of rules.
12 albums, 1 cent. Find our ad in Sunday's paper, take it to your mailbox. You'll get a lot more music. You'll get a lot more life. Look in your Sunday paper.
Welcome, listener. For those about to rock, we salute you. This is our podcast dedicated to exploring and talking about the greatness that was the music of the best decade. If you're ready for the best in retro music topics on the planet, we present for your enjoyment 80s mixtape Auto Reverse.
So, welcome to another episode of Banzai Retro Club. I'm doing something a little different tonight. I am recording on my own. Dave and Rose and myself couldn't get our schedules to work out the last week or so. Had a bunch of things going on, birthdays and different events that were going on. So, I'm going to tackle this myself tonight. And the topic we're on an 80s topic week this week, so I'm going to go with some 80s. And I wanted to talk about some music that was my early influence that got me into some of the heavy metal and hard rock. Now, the albums that I'm going to be talking about is not 80s or not heavy metal or hard rock, but it was a step in that direction because it had a little bit more of an edge to it, and a lot of these albums have a lot of great memories for me. And the first one I want to start with is Billy Squier, Don't Say No. This is still one of my favorite albums of all time. I think sometimes, you know, as you're growing up and you start listening to albums, there's certain ones that jump out at you and become such strong favorites, and they influence you and stick with you over the years. And I can still go back and listen to this album. In fact, I I do listen to it every once in a while, just the whole album, and it's just really such a great album with so many great songs on it. And I remember some really good videos from it too. And this album is Don't Say No, and it's the songs are In the Dark, The Stroke, My Kind of Lover, You Know What I Like, 2 Days Gone, Lonely as the Night, What Do You Want From Me, Nobody Knows, I Need You, and Don't Say No. It's 10 tracks, and it's just really, I like pretty much every song on this album. I can listen to the whole thing from beginning to end, and I remember some of the videos early on in MTV. This album came out in 1981, right when MTV was getting started too. So it really tied in a lot of the videos from this album that he released. And like The Stroke and My Kind of Lover and In the Dark, those three, you know, in the early days, they would just do, of MTV, a lot of the videos were just, you know, like concert performances and them being on stage. And I can picture all of these really well. And I remember when I got this album, before I started watching the videos, I remember when I got this album, I had brought it to my cousin's house. I grew up in Southern California, but my grandparents and my cousin and his family, his mom and dad, they all lived in one house in the Chicago area. So every summer I would go back between school years and visit with my grandparents and my cousin Brian. And I had also had a friend from grade school, because I spent some of my grade school years in Chicago because I was a Navy brat, you know. My dad moved around from Chicago to Southern California a couple times. So this guy Joe, and I remember my cousin Brian had his room in the basement of my grandparents' house, and me and Joe and Brian, we would just sit down in there and listen to albums. And this one, this Billy Squier, Don't Say No, I kind of introduced them to this one. They hadn't really gotten into it. I brought it along one year, and they fell in love with it too. We sat and we listened to it over and over again, and just rocked out. And you know, this, like I said before, some of the influences of these albums that I'm going to talk about tonight are, they're pop, but they have a little bit of a rock edge to them, you know, a little bit more of a guitar sound, which kind of pushed me in that direction of eventually, you know, eventually getting into Metallica, which seems like a far stretch from Billy Squier and a couple of these other bands that I'm going to cover, but it really helped me get into that type of music and the heavy lead guitars and heavy riffs of the guitar. So anyway, this album is just, it still stands out to me as one of my all-time favorites. And, you know, if you haven't listened to the whole thing, I'd recommend checking it out sometime, because it's amazing. So, the next album I want to talk about is another one that has a lot of memories in that same time frame with my cousin Brian. Now, this is before he got his room in the basement. He had his room upstairs with his family. So the next album is Styx, Paradise Theater. And I remember the thing that stands out in my mind for this one is it was eighth grade, and I remember looking down at a desk in, it was like not a home economics, but a home studies or something, some kind of class like that. And on the desk, somebody had written the lyrics to opening song, which is AD 1928 is the name of the song. Nobody ever knows it by that, but you hear it on the radio and everybody knows it. It's the intro to the second track on the album, which is Rockin' the Paradise. And there's no break in between the songs. It just kind of goes from one song into the other. But this album has so many great songs on it. You know, Rockin' the Paradise and Too Much Time on My Hands is really... I still hear that song on the radio, like on the 80s channel or something. And I really have to just turn it up and listen to it over and over again. I don't get tired of that song. The Best of Times is another great song. That's track 5. And it goes even to the second side of this album is great also. I don't have as many stories about this album, but I do remember it being a heavy, heavy influence on the music that I leaned towards. Now, I remember also at this time, there was my cousin Brian, his favorite album at the time was one of REO Speedwagon's. I believe it was You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish, which has some really great songs on it, too. It was that one came out a couple years earlier, but that was the one that was in our, that we would listen to quite a bit, along with Styx. So, one quick note, this episode of Banzai Retro Club is going to be a little bit shorter than normal, because it's just me talking, and I'm talking kind of quick, so it's going to go pretty fast. I am covering about five different albums, so, and I totally forgot to mention something about Billy Squire. There was another album that came out right after his Don't Say No album that was called Emotions in Motion. That song is like my favorite song by Billy Squire. So just quick note on that. And then Styx followed up with a couple other good albums too, with Kilroy Was Here, with Mr. Roboto. Very good stuff. Anyway, so Styx was like one of my bigger influences back in the day. And this album cover is also a really cool album cover. It's amazing nowadays that the album artwork for most artists is just not as interesting as it used to be. There used to be so much work put into the art of all these album covers. Like, one of my favorite album covers is Tattoo You from the Rolling Stones. That's just amazing, and it's very... It was way before its time, you know. Tattoos were not nearly as popular in the early 80s as they have become now. I mean, tattoos now are just incredibly popular. Everybody's got them, and they get, you know, the full sleeves, and just it's getting crazy with the tattoos. And if you look at the cover of Tattoo You by Rolling Stones, it's a picture of Mick Jagger with just tattoos all over his face, and it's really incredible. So I really kind of miss some of the artwork that we got to have with some of the albums from back then. I don't think a lot of people get to look at the album artwork nowadays, because of the whole digital age and MP3s and iTunes, you just don't look, you don't have the physical album anymore that most people had back then. Even if it was CD covers or cassettes, you took it out and you looked at it, you held it in your hands, and you were able to enjoy that. So that's just a little side note of some of the things that I loved about these older albums that I'm talking about today. And a few of these albums that I'm going to mention are actually framed, hanging up on our wall in our family room, still up from the 80s party that we had a few back in February, a couple months back now. But we still have some of these up on the wall. Now, Styx Paradise Theater is not up there. But I do have the one that I do have. I do have Tattoo You, like I was mentioning before, by Rolling Stones. And I also do have Huey Lewis, Sports, which is a great, great album cover. And it has so many, so many great songs on it. You know, we have a pool table, and I just, this hangs just near the pool table above with all the other albums that are there. And it just fits a bar setting. This just so much, such a great album cover. But then if you look at the track listing is also really a great one. And again, this is a pop group with a little bit of an edge to them, you know, a little bit of attitude, kind of rocking. There's some great songs on this album. It's it starts with The Heart of Rock and Roll, and then it goes then Heart and Soul, and then Bad is Bad, I Want a New Drug, Walk Out on a Thin Line, Finally Found a Home, If This Is It, You Crack Me Up, Honk, and Honky Tonk Blues. My absolute favorite song on this album is Walking on a Thin Line. I enjoy this song all the time. In fact, I'll look it up every once in a while in my iPad or my iPod or whatever, and start with that song in my shuffle. You know, I'll choose that song and then hit shuffle from there on so I can hear this song, Walking on a Thin Line. And you just can't go wrong with this, with Huey Lewis and the News on this album. It's really, really good stuff. So, other than watching a lot of these videos when they came out, I don't have a lot of specific memories the way I did with the first two albums that I mentioned, with my cousin Brian and Joe and my best friend Joe. So I'm going to move on to, I have two more albums that I want to cover real quick. And the next one is one that I didn't realize how much I love this album. Especially just a couple of really, really good tracks on here that I don't think got enough, recognition. And that is Loverboy's Get Lucky. This really turned out to be a great, great one. Mike Reno's vocals are just always amazing. We saw Loverboy. My wife and I saw Loverboy a few years back up in Wisconsin. This is about 10 or 12 years ago. They did a little tour of smaller venues, and we went and watched him, and he still had an amazing voice. He can really belt it out. So the tracks on this one are Working for the Weekend, When It's Over, Jump, Gangs in the Street, Emotional, Lucky Ones, It's Your Life, Watch Out, and Take Me to the Top. Now, with Loverboy, they had the nice, you know, crunchier guitars. There's that term crunchy that everybody knows I like to use. and really, I think previous, their debut album was just titled Loverboy. And they had a song on there called Turn Me Loose. And I remember that one coming out on MTV. And it was in heavy rotation on MTV. And you always, anytime you turned MTV on, that was one of the ones, that was one of the videos you would see. And I always thought, man, that guy can really sing. And they have a great sound. They have some good heavier guitars. And the other song from that debut album was The Kid Is Hot Tonight, another great song. But the songs on this album that I read off, you know, there's two on here that really jump out at me, and one is called Lucky Ones, which is kind of a spin on their title, the title of the album called Get Lucky. Take Me to the Top. Two really, really great, great songs from this album. And it's also got Working for the Weekend, which I think has been used over and over and become an iconic song. Iconic song that has lived for many, many years since it's released in the 80s. When It's Over is another good song. It's a little bit slower paced, but it's a really, really cool tune. The other songs on here are really good too. They didn't get any airplay like the other ones did. But the two that really jump out at me, like I said before, are Lucky Ones and Take Me to the Top. So if you want to hear some good Loverboy that might not have gotten as much airplay as some of the other songs on the album, definitely check out Lucky Ones and Take Me to the Top. They're really cool, fun songs. So, and my last album that I'm going to talk about real quick. So I remember being in the back of my parents' car, we had this awesome station wagon. It was a Pinto station wagon. It was silver with like a yellow, orange, and red stripe, or purple. I think there's purple. Yellow, red, and purple stripes down the side. It was classic. Had a little bubble window in the back. And I remember laying in the back of this thing as we were driving somewhere. We had the seats folded down. And we were on a road trip or something. And I remember having this album on cassette. And listening to it on my Walkman, you know. And this album was Escape by Journey. And this is another one where I was just blown away by the vocals. Steve Perry is just one of the most talented singers that I remember from that era. It was so fun to listen to him. He just had such an incredible voice. And, you know, I would listen to this cassette in the back of the car, and we're driving somewhere, and I just remember thinking, man, I really wish I could sing like that. Well, unfortunately, I cannot sing like Steve Perry. Not very many people can. He's very, very talented, and you know, Journey has become one of my favorites from the 80s. As far as like these, you know, the more stream or more mainstream rock and pop. The tracks on this one are, well, a lot of people don't like the song because it's too overplayed, but how can you, I don't know how anybody can't listen to Don't Stop Believin' and somebody of our age and not think, man, that song just was so, it's been so powerful for so many years, you know, the lyrics are awesome. Steve Perry's voice is awesome. So you got the first track, Don't Stop Believin'. And then the second track is Stone in Love. Man, that's probably my second favorite song by Journey overall. Great, great song. Good rockin'. It's, you know, Neil Sean is an amazing guitarist, and I think this band was really starting to go a little bit towards the heavier side for me to hear the really lead guitars. And I don't want to say they're heavy metal. They're not heavy metal by any means, but they really had a nice, good song sound with their guitars and Steve Perry's voice. Track 3, Who's Crying Now? Track 4 is Keep on Running, and then Still They Ride. And then It's funny, on Wikipedia it actually lists side one and side two, so you know you're listening to an album, a vinyl album or a cassette when they referenced it. It's funny. Side two, track six, is called Escape. It's the title track of the album. And this is my favorite Journey song ever. It's like Escape, then Stone in Love is my second favorite, and then Don't Stop Believing might be my third favorite. And then track seven is Lay It Down. Track eight is Dead or Alive. And then nine is Mother Father. And then track 10 is Open Arms, which has been featured in a couple different movies on their soundtracks. One was The Last American Virgin, I believe. I can't remember what the other one was. There was another song, I believe it was on a soundtrack. So, there's just these songs. A lot of people know many of these songs on here. Who's Crying Now? Don't Stop Believing, obviously. If you don't know the song Escape, check it out. It's a great, great song. It's definitely upbeat. It's got some great guitar licks in it. Has a good, really good upbeat sound to it. And then Keep On Running is another really good song. That's kind of one of the hidden tracks on there. Most people don't know it. And Stone in Love, just amazing song. Great, great lyrics. You know, I wish I had the talent of some of the writers of these lyrics. They have such a great way of sharing their experience or their thoughts, and they just, so much of what they say becomes so relatable to me personally. And I think that's pretty common for a lot of people. A lot of people hear the lyrics and they're like, wow, they're talking to me, you know? Journey is one of those bands that definitely has some great, great songwriting involved. Along with all the other ones that I mentioned, there's so many of these songs of all these albums that I talked about that were really just influential in many, many ways. You know, you hear the lyrics, you relate to them, you hear the tunes now, listening back, you hear people. We went to Bike Week just a couple of weeks ago, almost a month ago now, out in Daytona. And we saw some bands, a couple of different bands at some of the bars there. And you can't go to a lot of these events anymore without hearing some of these songs from the 80s, whether they're the big hair band type songs that are, you know, a lot of people do covers of those now, or Journey, or Billy Squire, or whatever. There's just so many of these bands that are doing, you know, covers of the songs that we grew up with. You know, Banzai Retro Club, we talk about the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I covered the 80s tonight, and there's so much to cover from all three decades. And when I say we were growing up, that's what I'm referring to. And that's what Dave and Rose, we're all talking about it. You know, these are the things that we love about, I guess you call it our youth, you know. And so with all that being said, this was, you know, definitely a shorter podcast than what you're probably used to. But when I'm just winging it by myself, this is kind of an experiment for me. I've never sat down and done a solo episode where I don't have somebody to talk to or listen to or bounce ideas off of and get input from other people. And it feels a little strange that I'm sitting here talking to myself and trying to talk to all you guys. But I want to say thank you for listening. And so with all of that, I'm going to be signing off now, I guess. And I'm going to say you can follow us on Twitter at Banzai Retro Club, or check out our website. And if you can, please go to iTunes and leave a review for us. Whether you like it or not, just leave a review. That's all we ask. The other thing is to, if you want to help us, help support us, and we are doing something new very soon. We haven't released any bonus material yet, but if you want to help us by being a Patreon subscriber, you can go on to our website, BanzaiRetroClub.com, and you can click on the Patreon link and help by helping us support the website and the costs, overall costs of the things that we do for the podcast. We really, really, really would appreciate that. And we would really appreciate the reviews on iTunes. And if there's anybody out there that's podcasting themselves and would like to, you know, maybe do crossover events, we always like to do that. Shoot us an email at McFly@BanzaiRetroClub.com, or shoot us a message through Twitter. You can find me at 80s Auto Reverse on Twitter, or you can talk to Rose, and she is 80s Music Girl on Twitter. And of course, Dave is our overlord who runs the Banzai Retro Club at Banzai Retro Club on Twitter. So, or check out our Facebook. We have the Facebook page also. So anyway, thank you all for listening. And as Dave always says, be excellent to each other and have a good whatever.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 Banzai!